This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a second consecutive day when we've seen the Nifty close above 12,000 levels and also a fresh record high yet again hitting on the Sensex as well. So what is it that is leading the rally yet again today, and also what are the big cues for tomorrow?
Right. Good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. Well, Sensex hit a fresh record high of 40,688, while the Nifty 50 closed above the much-talked-about level of 12,000 level for the first time since June, as investors cheered signs of progress in US-China trade talks and a booster dose by the government on Wednesday for the real estate sector, which really helped the sentiment. Now, the Nifty is just 91 points away from its record high of 12,103. Now, let's also take a look at the final tally on D Street. Sensex rose of 183 points to close at 40,653, while the Nifty 50 rallied 46 points to close at 12,012. Now, Sensex also closed at a fresh record closing high as well. Now, the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on November 7th said the government will put in 10,000 crores in this alternative investment fund, while the SBI and LIC would provide around about 15,000 crores, taking the total revival package to 25,000 crores. So I think that news also really helped the sentiment. The market took comfort from the fact that the proposed plan is better than the earlier one, and more such measures could be in the offing to support the economy and revive investor sentiment. Now, the proposed AIF is better than the earlier one, since this is also includes a project referred to NCLT. That's what VK Vijay Kumar, Chief Investment Strategist at the financial services told Money Control. Now, Reserve Bank of India Shantikanta Das on Thursday said that it closely monitoring the situation at the scam hit PMC Bank and forensic audit is underway, and he's also closely monitoring the non-banking financial companies space in total. So I think that is also a word of advice and word of optimism coming from the RBI governor. On the global front, as I said, that China and United States have agreed to cancel in phases the tariff imposed during their month-long trade war. In fact, Reuters said in a report quoting Chinese Commerce Ministry on Thursday. In terms of sectors, the action was seen in energy, metal, realty and consumer durables, while profit-taking was visible in public sector, oil and gas, capital goods and the auto index. Apart from that, Nifty gainers include names like Sun Pharma, Bharti Infratel and India Bulls Housing Finance. In terms of losers, profit booking was seen in BPCL, Yes Bank, GAIL India and UPL.
All right, so lots of action over there. Let's also take this further to understand how are the stocks and sectors and which are the stocks and sectors that really made headlines today. So help us with that, Kshitij.
Right. So sectorally, energy index was up by 0.9%, followed by the metal index, which was up 0.95%, and the realty index gained 0.78%. On the losing front, public sector index was down by 0.76%, followed by the oil and gas, which was down 0.62%, and the capital goods index of the capital goods index fell by 0.5%. Now, the broader markets outperformed in today's trading session. Mid cap rose 0.69%, and the small cap index was up by 0.54%. Volume spike of around about 200 to 400% was seen in stocks like Max Financial, Piramal Enterprises, UPL, L&T Finance Holding, LIC Housing Finance and Havells India. Apart from that, long build-up was seen in stock like Max Financial, Colgate Palmolive, LIC Finance Holding. Short build-up was seen in stocks like UBL, Lupin, Apollo Tyres and Bank of Baroda.
Absolutely. Now, a whole lot of other stocks also were in focus today, Kshitij. So first of all, real estate stocks is what you also mentioned. They rallied about 1 to 5% in today's trading session, a day after Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced measures to boost the stressed real estate sector. Now, shares of Lupin also ended over 4% lower in today's trading session after brokerage house CLSA maintained a sell call on the stock and has also cut the target price to 650 rupees from 660 rupees per share. Now, Prakash Industries also closed with gains of over 8% after the company emerged as the highest bidder for Bhaskarpara coal mine. Apart from this, shares of UPL shed more than 4% intraday after the company reported a 67% fall in its September quarter numbers. Apart from this, the share prices of Yes Bank also declined 3% in today's trading session after Moody's had placed bank's ratings under review for a downgrade. Now, Max Financial Services ended over 9% after the brokerage houses remained bullish on the stock, expecting up to 36% return after Q2 earnings and terminating the agreement with Mitsui. Now, apart from this, if you also want to understand how should you really trade in tomorrow's trading session, Shidish, could you help us with what are the technical patterns really suggesting to us and what will be the crucial levels to watch out for? Already, we are protecting the 12,000 level today on the Nifty. And on the Sensex, we've already hit a fresh record high. What are we looking at tomorrow? Higher highs or maybe the record high of 12,103 on the Nifty?
Right. In fact, I hope that we hit a fresh record high soon and we can go on charting the uncharted territory in Nifty as well as we're doing in Sensex. Now, with respect to technical charts, Nifty formed a dragonfly doji kind of a candle on the daily charts, although it is more of an indecisive formation. But given the fact that, we bounced back again from 5 days exponential moving average that was placed at 11,941, suggests that there's plenty of value buying at lower levels. Now, 5 days EMA or the exponential moving average has been acting as a crucial bit of support for the index since 11th of October. Now, Nifty may retest record highs in the coming sessions. That's what technical experts are suggesting. However, a close below 11,946 could actually bring back bears into the action. But if in the case index manages to sustain above 12,021, then the rally could actually extend towards 12,100 and 12,200 levels in the near term. So three crucial levels to watch out for on Friday would be 11,946, which is your crucial support, 12,021, that's your first resistance level, and in case we surpass that, the next bit of resistance will be at 12,103.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dinshitesh, for sharing these important levels to watch out for and also the strategy that investors and traders must adopt for tomorrow. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.